Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Today I'll be talking about Maisie Peters, an incredible singer-songwriter who creates fun, relatable songs that get stuck in your head. I was first introduced to Maisie Peters through her song John Hughes Movie, which is a relatable track about romanticising your feelings for someone versus the reality of the relationship. The song is inspired by typical tropes from classic 80s John Hughes movies like 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club. I remember listening to it and, despite not knowing much about John Hughes movies, I've only skimmed through The Breakfast Club to this day, I totally got the meaning behind it. That's the beauty of Maisie's lyricism. Her songs are so relatable that even if you haven't lived through them, something will resonate with you. John Hughes Movie wasn't Maisie's first entrance into the music industry though. I've known about her for a while, but I'm actually a fairly recent fan. I'm really eager to talk about her because it feels fresh. Maisie recently opened for Noah Kahan on his recent tour, which is where I was reintroduced to her after seeing them live in August. I was blown away by how she commanded the stage, and her live band brought such great energy. She was the perfect opening act for one of my favourite artists right now. I left that concert not only with one of the worst colds I've ever had, but also with a whole new universe of music to discover, Maisie's. Maisie actually started her career by posting videos of covers and original songs on YouTube as a teenager. She also spent a lot of time busking around Brighton where she grew up. Her early releases were independent, with a standout song being The Places We Were Made, a touching track about growing up in a small town and the memories tied to it. It showcases Maisie's ability to paint vivid pictures with her lyrics. If you compare this song to her later releases, you can really see how much she's grown as a songwriter. The song has a very acoustic, singer-songwriter vibe, with her vocals front and centre over a simple guitar and piano arrangement. In 2017, this track was named BBC Introducing's Track of the Week, which helped her gain more attention. Shortly after, she signed with Atlantic Records and released two EPs, Dress Too Nice for a Jacket and It's Your Bed Babe, It's Your Funeral. I love those titles, and I'm a big fan of long, quirky names for albums and EPs. In 2021, Maisie signed with Ed Sheeran's label, Gingerbread Man Records, and has often been described as his protege. Her songs are emotive and infectious, and she has a knack for writing hooks that stick in your head for days. Her early releases feel intimate, like a friend telling you a secret in confidence, while her latest tracks are full of energy and fun, making you feel like you're getting a peek into the life of the coolest person you know. Her songwriting often explores themes of heartbreak, coming of age, and the pains of growing up. Many compare her writing style to Taylor Swift's, and I totally get that. As a casual Taylor Swift fan, I think Maisie's way of pulling you into her world through storytelling is really powerful, and her songs often include lines that feel cathartic when listening to them. Her songs have emotional depth, and even though her latest album has a more commercial pop sound, you can still hear those acoustic folk roots in the melodies. Now let's talk fashion, because I love fashion. Maisie Peters' style is a bit of a contrast to Chapel Roan, who I covered in my last episode. While Chapel is known for her bold, campy looks, Maisie's fashion is more casual, quirky with an edge and nostalgic, perfectly reflecting her approachable and relatable persona. She's often seen in bright colours, tennis skirts and iconic baby tees, especially with the release of her latest album, The Good Witch. These tees often have funny or ironic lines, sometimes featuring her own lyrics. It's become a bit of a signature for her and it's caught on with her fan base. Fans often show up to her concerts wearing custom baby tees, and you can even find them in her official merchandise. Another part of Maisie's recognisable image is her short hair and bangs, which really helps cement her unique look. Speaking of recognisability, have you ever heard of the Hollywood hair theory? It's this idea that artists only truly make it big once they have an iconic hairstyle, like Chapel Roan's red curls, Sabrina Carpenter's blonde hair with curtain bangs, or Beyoncé's golden locks. The theory suggests that if people can easily dress up as you for Halloween and be recognised, you're all set. I'm not too sure how much I believe in it, but it's fun to think about, and there's some truth in the idea that having a distinct look helps artists stand out in a crowded industry, especially in the age of social media. Maisie's latest album, The Good Witch, debuted at number one on the UK charts, her first ever number one. Despite the success, I feel like it flew under the radar for a lot of people, which is such a shame, because the album is phenomenal. To me, it's one of those rare albums with no skips. I also love the witchy theme she incorporated into the visuals for the album. In the lead up to its release, Maisie launched custom tarot cards inspired by songs on the album, which are also available in her merch store to buy. It's such a cool and unique way to promote an album. She's also included occult-like themes in her music videos, like the straw doll in the video for Body Better and the coven imagery in the video for Run. For a Halloween concert, she and her band dressed up as characters from The Wizard of Oz, with Maisie, of course, as Glinda the Good Witch. Now, let me recommend three songs of hers that I think you should listen to. She's released so many good ones over the span of her career, so this was tough. I've decided on Not Another Rockstar, Elvis Song, and The Band and I. If you like Ed Sheeran's music, you'll love Elvis Song. He actually co-wrote it with Maisie, and his influence really shines through. Elvis Song is about secretly reminiscing over a love you let go of, reflecting on what was and what could have been. It starts off gently, then builds up to a bold confession, admitting openly that this unnamed lover is still always on her mind. The production mirrors this build-up, starting with a simple beat before exploding into a fuller sound by the second verse. Not Another Rockstar is one of my favourite songs right now, it's so catchy. Maisie herself has said that the song is about her terrible taste in men. It's incredibly relatable. I mean, don't we all fall for a wannabe rock star who probably showers once a week and fronts a band but can't hit half the notes they sing? Yet somehow they think they're God's gift to the earth. This song brilliantly shatters that illusion. The punchy drums drive home the message and the lyrics, and the track's energy is just infectious. Finally, The Band and I is a really sweet song where Maisie reminisces about touring with her band and the milestones they've shared. It's heartwarming and feels like you're right there with them on the journey. The song starts softly, but the chorus gives you chills. It feels like something that would play over the closing credits of a biopic about a band, but it's not the end for Maisie, it's just the beginning. The lyrics reflect this sentiment, and there's an awesome guitar solo in the middle that just elevates the whole track. And actually, I'm going to throw in a fourth song. Oh, blah, blah. Actually, I'm going to throw in a fourth song, The Worst of You. It's a really catchy song that a lot of people can relate to, and Maisie's unique voice really shines through. It's a perfect bridge between her singer-songwriter roots and her current pop star sound. Maisie Peters is an incredible songwriter whose songs make you feel alive. She feels like pop's best kept secret, and I honestly don't understand why she isn't bigger. That's why I, music's most important opinion holder, am here to advocate for you to listen to her. Her star is only just starting to shine, and it's going to get brighter and brighter. She's even opened for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, which is huge. I'm so excited to see how her career progresses, and I'll be listening to The Good Witch on repeat for the next 6 months. She's also been teasing a third album, and I can't wait to see what she comes up with next in a Maisie Peters musical universe. This has been my podcast on Maisie Peters. Thank you for listening.